Today we're starting from Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're going to try it. We'll see what we get. I guess our goal will be to get to the mission on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, because it's some tough going. We have some challenging Gemara over here, so let's try to get from where we left off in Ayin Beis Amud Beis to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We were discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. If you recall, Rabbi Yossi is the one who said Zmanu Shel Shtar Mochiach Olam, that the Zman, the date written on the Shtar, is indicative of when the Shtar is supposed to be chal, and therefore if a person, whatever language he might use, that of imesi or whatever, he says that this get should be chal if I die, but he wrote a date in the shtar, we assume that the date is the when the get is really supposed to be chal, and not some other time based on any verbal statements that he may have made. So we had the last thing we did was a statement of Rav Huna, where we weren't sure exactly what Rav Huna meant, but the final possibility was that Rav Huna wasn't sure whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi bal peh or not. Meaning, when a get is written properly, and when the guy gave the get, he said to her, "Areza kitech im mesi," we weren't sure if the zman of the shtar would be mochiach to say, forget about what he says im mesi, just look at the zman of the shtar. The zman of the shtar is going to determine when the get is really chal. So we weren't sure if Rav Huna paskins like Rabbi Yossi when it's a case of bal peh, or doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So we are holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines into the page on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Ask the Gemara, Umi Mesafkale? Is Rav Huna really not sure whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in a case of bal peh or not? Vaha Amar Rava, didn't Rava teach us? Hareze Gitech Im Mesi Visha Animes. If a guy gives a get to his wife and says, this is your get, Im Mesi, if I die. Or he chooses a different language. He says, Visha Animes, this is your get and I will die. Hareze Get. The get does work. We do not assume that he's trying to make the get chal when La'achar Misa, that wouldn't work. We assume that he wants the get to be chal right now, on the date of the get. But if he chooses different language, he says, Kisha Amos. What does Kisha Amos mean? When I die. Ula'achar Misa, or even more explicit, he says, after I die, ain ze get. Then it's not going to be a good get. Well, Echidami, what exactly is the case where if he uses the term immesi or sha'ani mes, it is a good get? But if he uses the term kisha almost or liachar misa, it's not a good get. If it's a case of where he said mehayom, where he said that the get should be chal mehayom imesi mehayom kisha amos mehayom, all these languages he added in the word mehayom also, and we're assuming like the rabbanon. So is there any great chiddush over here? Vatnan, we already know from the Mishnah mehayom imesi harei ze get. If you say mehayom imesi, the rabbanon hold it is a good get. Ve'elolav. So rather, what must the case be? Delo Amar La Mehayom. He never used the word Mehayom. All he said was these terminologies that we just spoke about. Imesi, Vishani Mes. He never said Mehayom. Virabi Yossi. And we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi. So, and Rava's statement is assuming like Rabbi Yossi, that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav, that the reason the get is going to be chal, even though he used the term immesi, is because we look at the date in the shtar, not at the terminology that he used of immesi or of visha'ani mes. So don't you see from the fact that Rava says that, Shema Mina, Halacha Rabbi Yossi? So you see that the Halacha must follow Rabbi Yossi? Question mark? So again, we ask, was Rav Huna really not sure whether to paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not? Here we have a beferish statement of Rava that can only be explained if you hold like Rabbi Yossi. So obviously you paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So says Gemara, yeah, it was a statement of Rava that paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Who did we say wasn't sure whether to paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not? Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Rava could argue. L'Rava pshitale. Rava was sure that you should paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna misafkale. Rav Huna wasn't so sure whether you should paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not. So that's one explanation. V'iba yisem, or maybe we could say, li'olam damar l'me'ayom. Maybe Rava's statement about using these languages, kisha amos, v'sha'ani meis rather, imesi, all these languages, is where you do say the word me'hayom. Virabanan, and it's assuming like the Rabbanan. And what's the chiddush then? What's the of course, if you say mehayom and you hold like the rabbanon, of course you say mehayom imesi. Obviously, the get is chal. You said mehayom. You said it should be chal from right now. So what's the chiddush? Now here's what the chiddush is. Vahani lishni strichalei. The chiddush is the last two lashonos that we recorded. The second lashon that we recorded. She'ani meis ki'im meisi dami. It's teaching us that the word she'ani meis is as if you said im meisi. And kishe'amus is kalachar meisi dami. When you use the term kishe'amus, that's like saying after I die. So the chiddush of Rava is that when you say mehayom she'ani meis, that's the same thing as saying mehayom im meisi, and therefore does it work or not? Does it get work or not? Yes, it does work, right? Im meisi does work. Mehayom and shani meis also works. And when you say mehayom kisha amos, then it doesn't work. That's like saying mehayom la'achar misa. That doesn't work. So that's the chiddush. That's the entire chiddush of Rava. So main point number two. Two explanations. Number one was from last time. Three possible ways to understand Rav Huna. Right? That was from last time. We had that as main point number one? Or maybe we put it on the last stuff. Okay, so call this main point number one. Call it whatever you want to call it. But here's our first main point to make for the day. Two explanations of Rava, of what Rava means when he says, Im Mesi Hareze Get. What does Rava mean? Two explanations of what Rava means when he says that if the husband says, Im Mesi, if I die, then the get does work. A, that he didn't say mehayom, and he assumes like Rabbi Yossi, he passes like Rabbi Yossi. He didn't say mehayom, again, and the reason it's a good get is because he passes like Rabbi Yossi. Do you understand what that means? Meaning, he's not a shasar, exactly, very good. And B, we assume like the Rabbanan, and he did say mehayom, and the whole chiddush is the different lashonos that are introduced. That Rava teaches us different lashonos. Right? You should know what those lashonos are. That sha'ani meis equals imesi, and that kisha'amus equals li'achar misa. Good. Period. V'iko demasni la'aseifa. Some have this whole conversation recorded on the seifa. How does it go? As follows. Zegi teich la'achar misa lo amar klum. If a guy says to his wife, this should be your get after I die, lo amar klum. No surprise there, it's not going to work. You can't give a get for after you die. The marriage is already over. Amar Rav Huna, then Rav Huna pipes up and he says, uledivrei Rabbi Yossi chaletzes. But according to Rabbi Yossi, when that husband dies, she's not going to be allowed to do Yibum with his brother because we're choshesh that maybe it was a good get and therefore she could only do chalitza. So, okay, so we'll get to that in a second. So, Pshita, midaseifa l'rabban chaletzes, reisha nami l'rabbi Yossi chaletzes. Meaning, we're at least choshesh for the get, I guess it means. Because the zman ashtar is like having the mehayom, which would make it that you'd have to do chalitza. So, says Mar Pshita, midaseifa l'rabban chaletzes, reisha nami l'rabbi Yossi chaletzes. If the rabbanon are going to say in a case of la'achar misa, that you need chalitza. So Rabbi Yossi would say, in the case of the Reisha, that you need chalitza. So, right, meaning, if the meaning whenever the Rabbanan say, mehayom la'achar misa, that's the equivalent to Rabbi Yossi saying, just la'achar misa. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi has a built-in mehayom. What's his built-in mehayom? Even if you don't actually say it? The Zman HaShoshtar, right? So whatever the Rabbanan are going to say about Mehayom al-Achar Misa, Rabbi Yossi should say about just the Achar Misa. Because Rabbi Yossi thinks there's always a Mehayom there, it's the Zman HaShoshtar. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If according to the Seifa, the Rabbanan would say Choletzes when in the case of Mehayom al-Achar Misa, then Rabbi Yossi must say Choletzes in a straight-up Li'achar Misa case. So says Gemara, no. Mal detem Rabbi Yossi baha karebi svirulei. I might think Rabbi Yossi over here holds like Rabbi. Damer Gita Ma'al Yahavi. That it's not just that you could do Chalitza, but he might think that it's a really good get. V'chalitza nami lo tibayi, and you don't even need Chalitza, meaning that they're mamish divorced. Kamash Malan, that's why he comes to tell me, the lo Rabbi Savalak Rabbi Yossi, the lo Rabbi Yossi Savalak Rabbi. that Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, nor does Rabbi Yossi hold like Rebbe. In the following way, the Gemara elaborates. Rebbe lo savar like Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. De katani kazeh get lemute de Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe says kazeh get to tell me not to hold like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that if you don't say mehayom, Rebbe says kazeh get. When you say mehayom, it is a good get. But had you not said mehayom, it wouldn't be a good get. Rabbi Yossi thinks even if you don't say mehayom, it's a good get. Because Rabbi Yossi always has the Zman al Shashtar. Now, mind you, we didn't say what Rebbe said yet. We don't even know who Rebbe is and what his statement is about. But we're just laying out the structure first, that Rebbe doesn't hold of everything Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of anything Rebbe says. We know what Rabbi Yossi says, he holds Zman al Shashtar, right? But we don't know what Rebbe says yet, we'll get to that. Rabbi Yossi lo savar like Rebbe, de katani kazeh get lemutei de Rebbe. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rebbe, because he says kazeh get to exclude Rebbe. So says Gemara the obvious question, Rebbe Maihi, who's Rebbe? Wow, what's Rebbe? De Tanya, we have a braisa. Mehayom alach remisa get ve'eno get divrei chachamim. If a guy says this should be your get mehayom, and after I die, it's a suffek get according to the Rabbanan. Get ve'eno get is a concept that means it's a suffek get, right? That's the terminology that we use when we talk about a suffek get. Rebbe Yomer kazeh get. Rebbe says no, that's a real get when you say mehayom alach remisa. Why? What is Rebbe focused on? Which half, the mehayom or the alach remisa? Yayom, he says it's a good get. So Rabbi Yossi Maihi, and what's the statement of Rabbi Yossi that we're referring to? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Kisvu Tnu Get Lishti, Imlo Basi Mikan Vad Yud Beis Chodesh. If a guy says, I want you to write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come back within 12 months, Kasvu Betoch Yud Beis Chodesh, and they write it within 12 months, Vinosnu Liachar Yud Beis Chodesh, and they give it after the 12 months are over, ain't no get, it's not a good get. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, kazeh get. Yes, it is a good get. So when Rabbi Yossi says kazeh get, he's telling you, I don't hold like Rabbi. When Rabbi says kazeh get, he's telling you, I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So the way I have this point is, Rabbi who holds, this I guess main point number, however you number it, for me it's number 3, for you it's number 2. Rabbi who holds, mehayom ulachar misa, is a tenai and therefore a valid get, meaning that lachar misa is just a tenai that the get should be chal mehayom, right? So it's a valid get. Doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi that zman al shashtar mochiach alav. He rejects the concept of zman al shashtar mochiach alav. How do I know he rejects it? Because he says, because that get, that when is it a good get? Only if you say mehayom. If you didn't say mehayom, it's never assumed. He does not agree. Zman shashtar mochiach alav. Rabbi Yossi, who holds mehayom is assumed, would not accept Rebbe's shita that liachar misa is definitely a tanai. That it's automatically just a tanai when you say the word liachar misa. That it says, oh, liachar misa is on condition that liachar misa the get will happen right now on condition that I die. He does not assume that it's definitely a tanai. Rather, he's masupak whether it's a tanai or a chazara. Meaning, when you say liachar misa, he's not sure whether you mean that the get should be chal right now, like the Zman al Shashtar says, and just on condition that I die, or whether you mean, oh, did I say the get should be chal right now? I meant liachar misa. You're changing your mind. He's not sure. Rabbi Yossi's unsure about that. So Rabbi Yossi who holds, the way I wrote it is as follows. Rabbi Yossi who holds, mehayom is assumed, would not accept Rebbe's shita, that la'achar misa is definitely a tanai. Rather, he's mesupak, whether it's a tanai or a chazara. That's the hard part. I think the rest is easy if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure if I remember correctly. Okay, the Mishnah said that if a guy says, this should be your good get if I die from this illness, and then he gets up and he walks around the market and he seems all better, and then he gets sick again and he dies. So is the get valid? Is the get a good get or not? Was that a fulfillment of the tonight? The tonight was if I die from this illness. So the Mishnah says we have to evaluate, what did he die from? Did he die from that illness? If he did, well then the get is a good get. If he didn't die from that illness, he just contracted some other illness, then it's not a good get, right? So says the Gemara, Zegi teich me'ayom mesi michali zev amud valach b'shuk. That's just a quote from the Mishnah. Guy says, this should be your get if I, from today, if I die from this illness. And then he's walking around the market, he's playing baseball the next day, and then he dies after that. So we have to evaluate, what did he die from? Amrav Huna, gito kematanasa. A get is just like when a person gives a deathbed gift. Right? Let's say a person says he's dying, he's ill, and he says, I'm giving all of my money to you. And then next thing you know, he's fine and he's walking around. So does all of his money go to the person that he wanted to give it to? No, we assume he was only giving it when the condition he was going to die. Right? So the get is the same rule as a matana. Ma matanoso, just like by a gift. Im aman choser, if he gets up and he's fine and he's walking around, so the gift goes back, it doesn't go to the guy. Afkito aman choser, so to buy a get. If he gets up and he's healthy and he's fine, and he was only giving the get because he thought he was dying, right? So the get is choser, the get's not a good get.
What happens if he spends the money or like gets rid of the gift? You have to pay him back.
The person that it was given to.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know, maybe it's supposed to be, when I die, you get the money. Maybe if he gave it...
No, if he said, I'm giving you all this money to the guy, and then that guy spent it that day.
I don't know. We've got to see that sugya in Babasu, that Kufnun Aleph. I don't know. Umag gito, and just like a get, afal gav delo parish, kivan da'amar ksuvu, afal gav delo amar tenu. And just like by a get, you don't have to be so explicit about exactly what you want the guys to do. You could say... write the get without saying give the get, and they're supposed to figure out that they have to give the get also for you. You don't have to be explicit, you know, Aleph Beis Gimel Rachel Bitcha Ketana. You don't have to spell everything out. You could just say, write a get for my wife, and they're supposed to realize that they're supposed to give it as well. Saaf Matanaso, same as Shubay Matana. Kivan Damar Tnu, Afal Gav Delo Kano Minei. As long as you say give it, even if no kinyan was made, that's good enough. Maybe he's not a shkivmira. No, it is a shkivmira. Maybe that's the chiddush. That's what we're saying. That you, the whole chiddush is that you don't need a kinyan. I mean, this is that halacha, that you don't need a kinyan. Right? That it's just like a get. You don't need a kinyan. Tanan, we have a mishnah. Zegi teich me'ayom imesi michali zeh. A guy says, this should be your get from today if I die from this illness. Our Mishnah says, Va'amad, and he gets up, Va'alach b'shuk, and he's walking around the market, V'chala, then he gets ill again, Umes, and then he dies, Omdimoso, Immachmas choli arishon meis, Hareis a get. So we evaluate, did he die because of that original illness? Then it's a get. Imlav, and if he did not die because of that original illness? Ain't no get, it's not a good get. V'i amrit imamad choser, Lama li umdina, Harei amad. So Gemara says, our Mishnah, what happened over here? Rav Huna says, oh, I have this great chiddush. As soon as a guy gets up from an illness, forget about anything he said about the get. The get's invalid. Our Mishnah didn't say that. What did our Mishnah say?
Evaluate.
Yeah, you got to evaluate. He gets up from the illness, and then he dies later. You got to evaluate. Did he die from that, or did he not die from it? Getting up doesn't change anything automatically. You have to see if he died from that or not. Question mark. Some are Mabarei Rav Yosef, Mishmei Rava, Shenitak Mechali L'choli. No, the case is that he went straight from one illness to another illness in our Mishnah. Meaning, the case of our Mishnah doesn't mean literally he was Amad and he was Halach B'Shuk, that he literally got up and he was walking around in the Shuk. No, it means he was suffering from illness A, and then all of a sudden he dies, you know, he was suffering from, from diabetes, and all of a sudden he dies from a heart condition, right? From a heart attack or something, right? Something completely different. So, Im Amad means, doesn't mean he actually gets better. He never actually got better. If he actually walked around the shuk one day, then in a chinami, you'd be right. The get is off. But that's not what happened. He remained ill, but just with a different illness. That's where we need to evaluate whether he died from the original illness or from the second illness. Right? It makes sense to you? Because his condition was, if I die from the original illness. That's where we need an evaluation. So, frek the gemara v'ha amad katani. Wait, how could you say that our Mishnah means that he just never got up from his bed and he just contracted another illness all of a sudden? It says in the Mishnah, Amad. What does Amad mean? He stood up. So it says, no, Amad is not literal. Amad michali zev, nafal l'chali acher, means he stood up from this illness. It means he got out of it. He seemed to have come around from this illness.
So obviously he didn't die from it if he got better.
or he seemed to, and then he immediately got another illness, so we need to evaluate, did the first illness come back? So says Gemara, still, you're going to tell me this whole thing is figurative? V'ha-halach b'shuk katani. The word amad may be figurative. You know it's not figurative? Halach b'shuk. He walked in the market. You're going to tell me that means that what? That he never got out of bed? So says Gemara, halach al mish'anto. It means that he walked with a walking stick. Meaning he was never really fully regained his strength. He walked around a little. This is the chiddush. The halach al mishanto hu debi'inon umtana. That if a guy is walking, he was able to walk around, but never really with full vigor. He had to be supported. That's when you need to evaluate what he really died from. Idach, but in a different case, meaning if he didn't need a cane, he was able to walk around fine. Umtana nami lo bi'inon. You don't even need to evaluate anything. All is good. Shamet mina. We see from there. So you see that if a guy is dying, a shchiv mera, and he wants to give a matana to somebody, and then all of a sudden he gets a different illness, and he dies from that, his matana is a valid matana. So, meaning, isn't that a good raya? Because we said that a matana has the same thing as a get. And by a get, we said that the get is still going to be valid if he never gets up, right? If he never ever gets up. Because we just said that in our Mishnah, when do you need an umdana? When he did get up, but use the cane. Right? And if he got up and didn't use the cane, you don't even need an umdana, the get's cancelled. But if he never got up, the get is still there. It's still in play. So the same thing should be true about a matana. So it says, we're in. That's exactly right. If a shchiv mera goes from one illness to another illness, the matana is still binding. It's still a valid matana. So I have as the last main point on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. If you hold Im Amad Chozer, if you hold Im Amad Chozer, what does Im Amad Chozer again mean? That if the guy gets better, the whole thing gets retracted. Then A, if the guy stays in bed but switches illnesses, is the get chal or not? You finish that sentence. The get is chal, good. B, if the guy gets up and walks normally, the get is not chal, it's off, everything's off, the get is batal. And C, if the guy gets up and walks on a cane before dying, we evaluate which illness actually causes death. Very good. Good? Period. We are now up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. I told you it was easier after that. Once we got past 2, that's got a little easier, right? Rabba v'rava lo sfirulu hadarav huna gzeira shami yomru yeshket lachar misa. Rabba and Rava reject Rav Huna. Huh? Who's Rav Huna? What did Rav Huna say? Right, remember? He said that get and matana are the same, that im amad chozer, that as soon as you get better, we retract the whole thing. So Rabba and Rava reject that because they're afraid that people are going to think that a get could be chal after a person dies. Why? Because people are going to think, oh, if he got better, the get's off, which means the get would only work if he does what? If he dies. So it must be that the get works when he dies. That's the natural thing people will assume. If he doesn't die, it's not going to be a good get, right? So they're going to assume, must be, that the get's only chal if he dies means the get's only going to be chal when he dies, after he dies. So that's why Rabba and Rava don't like Rav Huna. They don't like Rav Huna's statement. They probably liked him.
How does that work, though? Because let's say she gets remarried before he dies, and then he gets up. So then our kids mom's Aaron.
Well, she probably can't get remarried. She has to wait.
But the get is still chal.
So Rabba and Rav Huna think, Rabba and Rava rather think, that Im Amad, the get should still be, is still going to be chal. The get's going to, meaning, even though they think Mida Oraisa Im Amad Rav Huna's right that the get should not be chal, but they're afraid what that's going to lead people to think, and therefore they say, let this get work. The get's going
to
be chal.
What about according to Rav Huna?
According to Rav Huna, the get will not be chal.
So what happens to the woman that already got remarried?
What?
If the woman already got remarried after.
She shouldn't get remarried. She should wait till the husband dies and see what happens. So, ask the Gemara, wait a second. What did Rabbi and Rava just tell us? We agree Midaraisa Rav Huna is correct. As soon as the guy gets up, the get is cancelled. Right? But we're going to make the get okay anyway. We're going to consider the get to be good because we're afraid what, you know, what kind of impression people are going to get from that halacha. So we're going to say the get is good. So let's call it a get. Let's make it work. But wait a second. Can you take a get that's pasul midaraisa and just say, yeah, yeah, you're divorced. Don't worry about it. Divorce doesn't happen by a rabbi, you know, declaring you divorced. Divorce happens by having a real kosher get. Ask the Gemara, famous Kasha, comes up a few places in this Masech, then it comes up in Masech Ksuvas most famously, and in Masech Kedushin. Umi ika midi, is there ever such a thing? Dimida oraisa lo havigita, that on a do oraisa level, something is not going to be a good get. Umi shum gzeira, and because of a gzeira derabana sharina neshesh li'alma, we're going to let a woman who mida oraisa is still a married woman, and you're going to let her go marry somebody else? That's crazy. Says the Gemara, in. Yeah, we do that. Sure, we do that all the time. Called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. Because any time a person gets married, they do so based on the conditional approval of the rabbis. Vafkin Rabbana, the Kiddush Minei. And once the rabbis decide not to approve anymore, they uproot the Kiddushin. Meaning it's not the get that's really working, it's the rabbis uprooting the Kiddushin. The rabbis say, you're not married. Because your whole marriage was Kedas Moshe Yisrael, was based on the approval of the rabbis. We hereby remove our approval. And that's why you're not married. That's a very important concept. Very, very important. Also, Gzeira Shem Yomru Yeshket Lachar Misa. I have circled as an important concept. So ask the Gemara, wait, how can you undo a Kiddushin? Amrle Ravina Lravashi. Ravina asks Ravashi, Teinach the Kaddish Bekasba, Kaddish Bebiya Mayikal Meimar. That's great if you use money for the Kiddushin. You can undo that. You know how you can undo money? Give it back. Or just declared hefker or something. But what if they did kiddushe bia? Can't give that back. So what do you do? Easy. The rabbis no longer call it kiddushe bia. You know what they call that? Znus.
It's worse.
Okay. So they say she had znus. But at least she's not married now, so she can get remarried to somebody else. Period. Main point number one. Rabba and Rava hold im amad is still a good get. If the guy gets better, it's still a good get on a derabbanon level. Because otherwise people would think Yeshkat Lachar Misa. And the Rabbanon are authorized to declare an individual, to declare an invalid get to be kosher. The Rabbanon are authorized to kosherize an invalid, a real pasul get. Very important sugya. Tanu Rabbanan, new brisa. Zegi teich mei ayom imesi michalizeh. Guy says this should be your get if from today if I die from this illness. V'nafal abayis alav, and then the house caves in on him. He says if I die from this illness, he's still suffering from the illness when a house caves in on him and he dies. Not his day. Oh, a kisho nachash, or a snake bites him and he dies. Ain't no get, then it's not a good get. Why not? Why is it not a good get? He didn't die from that illness. He died from that. Right, Pashup Shat, when you read this, it sounds like it's because the house caved in on him. That's what caused him to die. What if he uses a different lashon? He says, "Im lo emod michalize, if I never get up from this illness, v'nafal alav bayis hokisha nachash, and then the house caves in on him, or the snake bites him, hareze get, then it's a good get." Ask the Gemara, Maishan Reisha, Maishan Seifa, what's the difference between those two cases? So, to us, it's obvious. What do you mean, what's the difference? One case he said, if I die from this. The other case he said, im lo emod, if I don't get up from this. But the Gemara doesn't assume that that's the difference for some reason. I'm not sure why. Sholch mitam achlu ari ein manu. They sent back a message, achlu ari ein manu. Meaning, Rashi explains, sholch mitam ali de maisa shira be'echo chamar im lo emod micholizav achlu ari. There was a maisa that happened. Someone said, if I don't get up from this illness, and then he was eaten by a lion. So they sent the shayla to Eretz Yisrael. Veshivu, ein lanu sheye get. That we hold that it should not be a good get. Delo shchiach lo asa gadaite. Because don't say delo shchiach lo asa gadaite. Something that's not a common occurrence he never would have thought of. Meaning, he says, if I don't get better from this illness, he means to say, if I don't get better, meaning if something I could think of normal that will happen, that I'll die from, then this will be a good get. But if it's something completely out of left field, like a lion eating him, then it's not going to be a good get. So how is that a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa?
Isn't that contradicted? They said it's not a good get, and the Seifa says,
yeah, I'm not sure why there's not a contradiction. Oh, yeah, what we're saying is, yeah, Inochinami, we don't paskin like that Braisa. Meaning the Braisa is a contradiction in itself. Inochinami, they contradict one sentence of the Braisa to the other sentence of the Braisa. So that Braisa is wrong. What's the real halacha? The real halacha is if a guy says that if I die or I don't get up from this illness, and then something crazy happens and he dies from something crazy, the get is not a good get. The get's only a good get if he dies from something normal that he could have thought of.
What's the measuring stick?
I don't know. Good question. Main point number two. Stira in a Braisa about an ones to lo shchiach, like being bit by a snake or eaten by a lion or a house caving in, right? Which leads us to conclude that the Braisa is not authoritative because it's a stira in the Braisa. And the Gemara concludes that an ones to lo shchiach lo asik adaite. An uncommon ones lo shchiach is a very important concept that comes up in Rashi. An uncommon ones lo asik adaite, a person would never have thought of, and therefore the get would not work. Period. Ha'u gavre, Dezavin, we got to get moving here. 10 minutes left. Ha'u gavre, there was a guy, Dezavin Ari lechavre, that sold land to his friend, kabel ale kol onsa de misyalu. And he accepted, the seller accepted, he gave him like a full, what do they call those things? Not refund. Not rebate. Warranty, right? Full warranty. Anything that happens, I'm being mekabel on myself. And then in the end, what happened? The melech decided that he was going to divert the main river in the town straight through that field. So, they came to Ravina. So he said, okay, go pay him. You accepted anything that happens. You said any onus that might happen to this field, you're going to be responsible for it. But come on, this is a crazy onus. He never would have thought of this. What he meant is that he's going to mekabel normal things that happen. Whoever would have thought of this? So the shayla kept on going, and they got in front of Rava somehow. This question came in front of Rava. And Rava says, now he never would have thought of this. This is not shkiach at all, and therefore he's not responsible for this. He's only responsible for normal types of ones. This is just lo shkiach. Esve Ravina la Rava, so asks Ravina on Rava. So remember what happened over here? Ravina said that he is responsible, even though it's an uncommon onus. Rava said, no, he's not. He's absolutely not responsible, right? So Esve Ravina la Rava. Ravina asked on Rava, Imlo Emon Michalizabanovala Vaiso Kishunacha Shareza get. The guy says, if I don't get up from this illness, and then something crazy happens, he gets bit by a snake, the house caves in on him. Still, it's considered a good get. So you see that an onus to lo shchiach is something that that we do take responsibility for, that we do assume crossed his mind. We do assume it's included in his condition. Amrle Rava, the Eima Meresha, Eino get. Rava says, what do you mean? Why, how could you bring me a raya from that line of the Braisa? Look at the line before that in the Braisa. The line before that in the Braisa said in the exact same case that it's Eino get. Amrle, meaning the point is that Braisa is a stira and is not authoritative. You can't listen to anything that Braisa. Amrle Ravachim Adif to the Ravina, Umishim Dekasha Resha Asef Alom Asina Tiyuftamina. What, just because there's a stira in the Braisa, we can't ask kashas from it? Amrle, in. Says, yeah, because there's a stira in the Braisa, you can't ask kashas. Kivin Dekasha Resha Asefa, Loit Marbe Midrasha, Umishabeshtihi, Zil Basar Svara. Since there's a stira in that Braisa, it's obviously not a Braisa that was said in a serious based medrash. It's a mistaken Braisa. There's a typo somewhere in that Braisa, and therefore you got to go with what's logical. And you know what's logical? That a guy never would have had in mind that being eaten by a lion is something normal. That a guy never would have had in mind that the king is going to divert the city's river right through somebody's field. That's logical. And that's what we paskin. Period. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Zavan Shumshmi Agida Dinar Malka. They were selling sesame seeds by the riverbanks of Nar Malka. Agur Malchi La Avurinu. They hired a sailor to transport the seeds across the river. Kabilu Alayu Kalinsu Demisyalid. The sellers of the seeds accepted any onus that was going to happen in transit. Lesof Istakar Nar Malka. And then what happened? The river would dried up or something, and boats weren't able to pass by. Amru luhu aguru chamri afki inu nealan da kabalisa laichu kolansa de misyalit. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna said to the sellers, I guess they were buying. Rav Papa and Rav Huna weren't selling; they were buying. So they said to the sellers, you should hire donkeys or whatever and bring it to us because you're the ones that are responsible for the onus that happened, that it didn't make it through. Asul kaved Rava. So they came in front of Rava to judge this case. The seller said, no, we never would have thought of that, that the whole river would dry up. So Amr Lahu, he said, Kaki Chivri, Mishalchi Glimi Dinshi, you white geese, you're robbing people's jackets off their backs. Who are the white geese? Rabbis. Rabbis are white geese, because rabbis have white beards. So he refers to the rabbis as the white geese. You're wrong, rabbis! You think the sellers are responsible? They are not responsible. Aye, they accepted any onus? Unsa de lo shchiachu. This is an onus de lo shchiach. You can circle it there. Unsa de lo shchiach. This is an onus de lo shchiach. It's a very uncommon onus. And therefore they are not responsible. They accept the responsibility for normal things. This is most definitely not normal, and therefore they're not responsible. You white geese. It's not. It's no longer a common insult. White geese. We got to bring that one back. Okay. We'll stop. On that note, let's stop there. We're up to the mission. Okay.